Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Heart of Business Leadership Principles for the Next Era of Capitalism is a business and leadership book by Hubert Joly, former CEO of Best Buy, written with Caroline Lambert. It is part memoir, part management manifesto, and part practical guide for leaders who want to rethink how companies create value, drawing on Best Buy's turnaround. Joly argues that business should be organized around a noble purpose, a commitment to people, and the idea that profit should be an outcome rather than the central aim. The book is closely tied to the broader conversation about stakeholder capitalism and purpose-driven leadership, rather than presenting a purely theoretical model. It uses Joly's own transformation from a conventional performance-driven executive to a leader focused on human development and organizational meaning. Its purpose is to challenge older assumptions about management and show how businesses can pursue strong results while treating employees, customers, and society as central stakeholders. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, purpose as the organizing principle of business. A central claim of the book is that companies should begin with a noble purpose rather than with profit targets alone. Joly presents purpose as the strategic and moral anchor that gives direction to decision-making, especially during periods of uncertainty or disruption. In this framework, purpose is not decorative branding or a communication slogan. It shapes priorities, clarifies trade-offs, and helps leaders evaluate whether the organization is creating real value. The Best Buy turnaround is used to illustrate that a company can improve performance when it defines itself by what it exists to contribute, not merely by what it sells. This matters because purpose can align internal effort and external trust employees understand why their work matters, and customers can see a more coherent identity. The book's argument is that long-term competitiveness depends on this deeper form of coherence, particularly in a business environment where short-term financial logic often dominates leadership thinking. Secondly, putting people at the center of management. Joly's framework places employees at the center of the business, treating them as the primary source of organizational capability rather than as costs to be optimized. This idea runs against many traditional management habits, which often separate employee well-being from operational performance. The book argues that when leaders invest in people, they strengthen execution, customer service, innovation, and resilience. Put differently, a company cannot consistently deliver for customers unless the people who serve those customers are trusted, developed, and respected. Joly emphasizes creating conditions in which employees can blossom, which implies more than morale building. It means designing work, leadership behavior, and organizational culture so that people can contribute fully. The practical implication is that leadership should focus less on control and more on enabling initiative, judgment, and commitment. This approach also reframes labor relationships. Employees are not just a workforce to direct, but human beings whose growth is connected to business performance. Thirdly, human magic as the mechanism behind extraordinary results. One of the book's most distinctive ideas is human magic, Joly's term for the capacity to mobilize people toward difficult goals through meaning, trust, and shared commitment. He uses this concept to explain how a turnaround can succeed even when the odds seem poor. The point is not that management technique alone produces transformation, but that people become capable of improbable results when they feel connected to a purpose and supported by leaders who believe in them. Human magic is therefore a mechanism, not a slogan. It describes the energy released when leadership creates the right social and emotional conditions for performance. This is important because it challenges the assumption that large-scale business change depends primarily on analytical control or financial engineering. Instead, the book suggests that leadership quality is measured by whether it can build belief, coordination, and momentum across an organization. The concept gives the book its most recognizable vocabulary and links its moral claims to operational outcomes. Fourthly, profit as an outcome, not the ultimate goal. The book does not reject profit, but it places profit in a different position within the logic of business. Joly argues that profit should be understood as the result of serving customers, developing employees, and advancing a meaningful purpose, not as the sole target around which everything else is organized. This is a significant distinction because it changes how leaders think about trade-offs. If profit is the goal, leadership may cut corners on culture, service, or long-term investment. If profit is an outcome, then those same choices are judged by whether they build a healthy enterprise over time. The book connects this idea to stakeholder capitalism, a model in which companies consider the interests of employees, customers, communities, and shareholders together rather than treating them as opposing camps. In the Best Buy example, the claim is that broader responsibility did not weaken performance, it helped restore it. The deeper argument is that sustainable financial results require a healthier definition of what a business is for and whom it serves. Lastly, a leadership reset for the next era of capitalism. beyond its company-specific lessons. The book is a critique of older managerial assumptions that Joly believes are increasingly outdated. He argues that leaders must rethink how they define companies, motivate people, mobilize organizations, and understand their role in society. This is why the book reads as both a leadership guide and a commentary on capitalism itself. It reflects the view that the pandemic, social expectations, and stakeholder pressure have accelerated a broader shift in business norms. The book's contribution is not only that it recommends more humane leadership, but that it presents that approach as practical and competitive rather than idealistic. Readers are shown that purpose, people, and profit can reinforce one another if leaders are willing to change their operating assumptions. In that sense, the book is aimed at executives, managers, and students of leadership who want a concrete example of how companies can evolve without abandoning performance. Its larger message is that capitalism can be reoriented around human value creation. In conclusion, this book is best suited for executives, senior managers, entrepreneurs, leadership students, and readers interested in how capitalism can be made more humane without giving up performance. It will also appeal to anyone studying organizational change, culture, or stakeholder-oriented strategy. Its main benefit is that it combines a real turnaround story with a clear leadership philosophy, so the ideas do not remain abstract. Readers come away with a stronger understanding of how purpose can shape strategy, how employee trust affects execution, and why profit is better treated as a result of healthy business practices than as the only objective. Compared with many leadership books, it stands out because it is not simply a collection of motivational claims or broad cultural criticism. It is grounded in Joly's experience at Best Buy and framed as a practical model for leaders facing real organizational pressure. That combination of credibility, strategic focus, and moral argument makes it especially relevant for readers who want both a business case and a philosophical case for purpose-driven leadership. If you would like to support Hubert Joly, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.